You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. It was in 2005 that Eric Brass, then a business school student in Canada, travelled to Mexico and was introduced to top-quality tequila. Before then, like many of us, his only acquaintance with the spirit was with the cheap and cheerful kind you find in average bars and that you mask with plenty of salt and lime. The seed was planted, but it was another 6 years before Eric decided to leave his finance job to strike out on his own with a new premium tequila brand, Tromba Tequila. This is Eric's story.
I went down to Mexico on exchange with school in 2005 with the Richard Ivey School of Business and fell in love with tequila. I thought tequila was that terrible shot at that horrible bar at that seedy hour of the night. And I tried good tequila for the first time and said, wow, this is amazing. It's like drinking a scotch or a fine wine or a cognac. What wasn't like those university days I remember of closing your eyes, plugging your nose, and hoping for the best. And so I had that great tequila epiphany, and I came back to Canada. I worked a day job for about 6 years, and then one day, much to my mother's dismay, quit my job, went for the dream, and started a brand called Tromba. And better be lucky than smart, when I was on exchange, a good friend of mine happened to be the son of the original master distiller of a little tequila brand called Don Julio. So we said, why don't we pitch Marco Sedano, the guy that created Don Julio for 17 years, to be our master distiller. He's going to tell us to bugger off, because it's like asking Wayne Gretzky to play in your men's league team or LeBron James to play in your men's league team. But we'll do it anyway. We'll have a laugh. We'll check a box. We'll move on. And so we pitched him. And he said, you know what, guys, I'm interested. I've never been a founder of a company. I've always been an employee. So number one, make me a founder. Make me a partner in this brand. And number two, no gringos in the kitchen. So I want full control over the production process with my son, Rodrigo, and we're going to oversee every single step of the production process. He said, done deal, amazing. 2011 was our first year, and that's when we started to go around to each individual bartender and say, hey, try this. We started in Toronto and Melbourne, Australia, because I'm Canadian and my partners are Australian. Two very unconventional markets for tequila, but two markets that were hungry for tequila, because we identified a gap in the marketplace where tequila back then and still is very top and bottom heavy. So you have the cheap stuff in your, what's called the well in the bar and restaurant, kind of the default tequila, which is what we have our bad tequila stories from, which competes on price. And then you have these super expensive, I always say chest pounding, look how much money I'm spending tequila, that competes on luxury, image, celebrity. We identified there was something missing, something in the middle, something that was authentic, real, had a great pedigree behind it, but at an accessible price point as well. Started with myself and my business partner in Australia, Backpack and Bottles, and we're now close to 20 as a team. Since we started those days, we've grown to become the number two premium tequila in Canada, the number two premium tequila in Australia, and again, all through grassroots, word of mouth, hand-to-hand combat, bartender by bartender approach, which, as I said before, is grueling, but it builds very sustainable and very strong foundation to grow off of. So our volume and our case sales are good quality case sales. Now we're in the US, so we just signed a large national import deal with a company called De Kuyper out of Holland. And so they're handling all our US importation. We've become one of the top craft tequilas in Chicago. We're in about 600 spots in New York, and we're expanding very rapidly in LA and Miami. And we always want to make sure that in every major market, we have one of our own people on the ground. Because I always say, when you sell a case of Tromba and don't tell the story, then the case isn't sold. We never want to be the biggest, so we always want to maintain that element of craft and authenticity. And if I told you that our product would be the same in terms of quality and accessibility if we produced 20 times as much volume, I'd be lying to you. So what we're doing is we're focusing regionally, and we're very, very careful when we hire. So we're not hiring for people that can put us in the most places, the most distribution points. We're hiring for that element of people being able to tell the story, that want to be a part of something, that don't want the easiest path to a paycheck, which sounds a bit funny. Our New York ambassador says everybody that works for Tromba has a bit of crazy in them. Tequila feels like champagne in the sense it's demarcated to five states in Mexico. So we produce our brand in a place called Antotonilco, which is in the highlands of a state called Jalisco. So we have the Blanco, which is unaged. And I always say that you can always tell a great range of tequilas by their Blanco, because the barrel's not covering up any mistakes. It's without clothes, it's naked. So you can see all the imperfections and perfections involved. The Reposado, which is aged for 6 months in once used Jack Daniel's barrels, and the Añejo, which is aged for 2 years in once used Jack Daniel's barrels. And I should say at least 6 months or at least 2 years, because there's times where it has been aged for 6 months or 2 years, and Marco, our master distiller, will get it out of the barrel and check the box, and he'll taste and he'll say, no, guys, it's not ready. And we'll say, well, we have orders to fill. And he says, I don't care. Remember the whole gringos out of the kitchen rule? That applies right here. So sometimes our Reposado is aged for 8 months. Sometimes our Añejo is aged for 2.5 years. It's really whenever Marco and Rodrigo give us the thumbs up. There's still a very large misconception involved with tequila. So when people try Tromba, a lot of people will say, no, you know what? I don't like tequila. And they'll try it and they'll say, this is incredible, because our flavor profile is very sweet, soft, citrusy. So it can be consumed neat. Marco always says that if you're going to shoot tequila, at least enjoy your shot, enjoy both the journey and the destination. But there's a great cocktail mixology angle to tequila as well, which is underappreciated. There's definitely more way to go, but we're definitely winning. We're definitely making headway, which is one of the reasons why we build our brand in bars and restaurants. We build it on premise. We build it with the bartenders. We build it through education and trainings, first in the bars, then with consumers as well. It takes a while. Generally speaking, people don't want to change their minds, but it's working. And as tequila gains more popularity as well, people discover Tromba and they say, in terms of price point, this is incredible. It tastes like an ultra premium craft tequila that costs 3 times as much. And they're really, really happy about the fact that they can sip it at home and not feel guilty about it, or they can put in a cocktail and not worry about it, or bring it to parties. So the battle goes on, but winning the battle, and hopefully one day to win the war.
Thanks very much to Eric Brass, founder of Tromba Tequila, for coming in and sharing his story. This show was edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee and produced by Thomas Lewis and Gaia Lutz. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.